Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh,
travel insurance is my travel buddy. I take it along with me on every trip. It's my wingman, or maybe I should say wing lady, taking all of the worry away so I can have all of the fun, because isn't that what it's all about? I say yes. Welcome back to Travel with Anita and Friends. Now, I know you guys have heard me talk all the time about my friends over at Allianz Travel Insurance. There's a plan for everyone, and it's so easy to not only find out what is the best one for you, but to also sign up and then relax about all the trip mishaps that we tend to worry about. And as we're starting to travel again, I asked my friends over at Allianz Travel Insurance to come on and share the latest information for us to properly insure our trips that are coming up out of this pandemic, because I know you guys are ready to get back out there. So let's welcome to the show my friend Sarah Fouts, who's the social media and reputation manager over at Allianz Travel Insurance. It's great to have you back on, Sarah. It's been a long time.
It has been. Anita, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity to share with what's going on with travel insurance and how we all are ready to get back out there and start our very happy adventures.
I know. We are so ready to get back out there. But, you know, we always talk about this, Sarah, that it's an investment, this whole travel thing, and the price of everything is going up. So more than ever, we've got to make sure that we are protecting this investment. So fill us in now on what's new, or is there anything new? Are things still the same and as they were in 2019 before all of this craziness started?
No, things certainly have evolved and grown, and as everyone is finding out as they start to make travel plans, that you're absolutely right. The prices are certainly going up as demand exceeds what's available. And not only that, you're also starting to see people, you know, kind of going back from the very flexible rescheduling and, you know, fees that they had in the past when they were trying to get people to travel in 2020. Those are kind of going by the wayside. So it's really even more and more important to start making sure you have the proper coverage. And what a lot of the travel insurance industry has learned is, of course, you know, previous products didn't necessarily include coverage for pandemics and epidemics like we've experienced. And so things have certainly evolved and changed. At Allianz, we've expanded our coverage for our travel insurance products to cover various scenarios that involve COVID-19. Because while we're seeing, you know, great improvements in the reduction of cases and things like that, it still is out there and people still are getting sick. And of course, there's always other illnesses and things that go awry. So it's still important to think about this going forward.
You know, I so agree with you on that, Sarah. And always in the past, I've always told people that, you know, not only to worry about, you know, making sure that you have cancellations covered, but you do want to make sure that you are also covered for any medical things that come up. And as you're saying, I mean, we worry about COVID now, COVID, but there are other things that can happen as well. So the medical part of travel insurance is really important to make sure we have that as well.
Absolutely. So we like to think of travel insurance in two parts. You've got of course, the investment that you put in there, as well as then the assistance side, which is providing the medical coverage and the emergency evacuation. So, you know, absolutely. You certainly have, with our expanded coverage, you do have coverage medical expenses associated with COVID-19. But if you unfortunately break your leg or suffer a heat stroke or something like that, again, if you're traveling more than 100 miles from home, you're considered on a trip, and your travel insurance can be primary coverage for you. So you don't necessarily worry about being in network or anything like that. So even if you're traveling domestically, travel insurance is a benefit as you're going around the country.
Yeah. I say definitely two thumbs up to making sure you definitely add that as a part of your travel insurance.
But now, absolutely.
Let me ask you about this, though, because I've been asked this. How are children covered? Because people now are traveling in groups. They're excited to get back together with their families, and you have grandparents that are traveling with grandkids. So how is the whole family covered, or how does the coverage work? Is it individual family plans?
It kind of depends on what kind of plan you pick, and we do have a wide assortment. So you can certainly buy a plan that would cover everybody on your trip, that would sort of cover the whole family. Some of our plans even allow children 17 and under, if they're traveling with a parent or a grandparent, to be free on the policy. So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for, what kind of plan that you need, and what kind of coverage that is appropriate for your family. So if you are really concerned primarily with the the medical emergency evacuation, you're not as concerned about cancellation, those kind of fees, we have something called the One Trip Medical, and so that really focuses those benefits. So you would buy that policy, and it would cover everybody on your trip as long as you have got your expenses included in there. We've got the One Trip Family Plan that covers everybody who's traveling on your trip. And again, that has where children under the age of 17 would be able to be on the policy, be covered, but wouldn't have, but are basically free on that plan. We also offer annual plans, and that is for somebody who is really interested, not so much worried about the prepaid travel expenses as they are about, kind of trip delay and, again, the emergency medical benefits. But that will cover any trip you take through for one whole calendar year that you're going 100 miles from home. So it's something that's really great if you say, I'm going to make several trips this summer. They're going to be small trips, some of maybe road trips, but you want to make sure you have coverage. So that's a really great to invest in kind of an annual plan. And we've got about four different levels on with the annual plan.
I really like the annual plan. Each year that's what I get with you all is the annual plan. Because the other thing that can happen too is, like you mentioned, some of these trips that are, just over 100 miles away from home, maybe they're 200 miles, 300 miles, and you don't really think, travel insurance with trips like that, but you don't have to worry about it. You're already covered.
Exactly. That's the real beauty of the annual plan is that, it's great for those last minutes, but at the same time, if you're planning your summer trip, it's already included. You don't have to buy a single policy for that. If you're going to go visit family, finally we can go visit family for the holidays. So again, you buy this one plan and it kind of covers all those different scenarios.
Okay, I'm going to move over to something else because I love to cruise, Sarah. I've still been ready to get back out there cruising.
You and me both.
I know. I just want to get out on that beautiful blue water and relax. It's nothing like that. It's nothing like a nap on a cruise ship. I mean, that's just the best sleeping ever. But now tell me, Sarah, is travel insurance going to look different for cruises coming out of this pandemic because cruises were kind of hit so hard with, all the things that happened?
No, not for our plans. Our plans, regardless of where you're traveling or who your tour operator is, our plans are the same. So whether you're going on a cruise or whether you're taking a, 14-day tour with a tour group, the plan itself will be the same and provide the same level of coverage.
That's good to know. And definitely want to get that for your cruising.
But now, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But now short-term rentals, this is another thing, early on the show, I talked about Airbnb becoming so popular. So short-term rentals are really popular right now because people are finding them to be a great way to social distance, to, make sure that they are, keeping that distance and stay, but staying with the family. So what are you all doing with short-term rentals?
Again, you can buy a policy. So you would go on onto the website or call one of our customer service reps or go through your travel advisor, and you would just kind of put in all of those prepaid expenses. So the house, anything for traveling, if it's going to take several days to get to the house or whatever, and you're going to stop and you have a prepaid hotel expense, again, you kind of put all of those expenses in, you get a quote, and then you have coverage for those short-term rentals. It would be very similar to like a hotel cost.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. But now you also do a lot too that makes it easy when we're booking flights. So if I'm booking with my airline, you guys are right there, and I can just click yes to my travel insurance.
Exactly. So you'll get an offer, and the way it's set up with our airline partners is that you'll get the best the best proposed plan, travel plan, based on the information you've put in for those flights. Now, you can always increase that value. So, again, if you're booking your flight right there and then you add a hotel or you add a car rental, you can always call us back and add those to the policy to make sure, again, all of those prepaid expenses, especially for car rentals, as we see the costs continue to go up and up and up as cars become, are limited this summer. But, again, it just reach out to us. You can update the information. information. You can even use the Travel Smart app to go into your policy that you have through the airlines and update that information right there for you.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So give us that website so we can start getting that travel insurance, Sarah.
Okay, absolutely. It is www.allianz travelinsurance.com.
Thanks so much for coming on and getting us up to date so that we can make sure that we are taking care of everything and we can have that travel buddy that's you guys come along with us on our trips when we are heading out. So thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, and I wish everyone a many, many happy travel adventures.
Thank you so much. And this brings us down to the end of the show, guys. Thanks for joining us today, and you guys sit tight because we will be back in 2 weeks with another great destination and more of my travel friends coming on. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.